when I was coming into this, I'm just like, you're the best interviewer ever. Because you always ask, I don't know, I feel everyone feels comfortable and you always ask like unique questions. Like, I just, I love you.
Okay, we have to turn this off now. Too much.
Prepare your ears, humans. Happy, Sad, Confused begins now.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Happy, Sad, Confused. I'm Josh Horowitz. Thanks for watching, listening, however you're doing it. I appreciate you. I know my guest, Elle Fanning, appreciates you. Don't you, Elle?
Very much so. I'm a subscriber.
She's the real deal. This is big. we're about to dive into everything. We're going to talk the great all the way back to the beginnings to, and we're going to talk, you know, somewhere Super 8. I do want to remind the audience, for those of you in the New York area, I know you would be at this front and center. You're a big John Cena fan. We know this.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
When I think John Cena, I think Elle Fanning.
100%.
But it is going to be a fun night. May 15th in New York City. If you're in the area, check it out. A Happy, Sad, Confused live with the one and only John Cena.
I'll be there. No,
she'll be there. She'll be in disguise. She's going to play it cool.
Yeah, totally.
Elle, this has been a long time coming. Welcome officially to the podcast.
Seriously. Thank you. We've been trying to make this work for me to come on. And we DM and, you know, we go way, way back.
Okay. So,
but I think you go way back with everyone. Like, you're always, you know.
I've stuck around for a while, yeah. but you are unique, Elle. I will say this.
Am I?
Well, you definitely are because your ascent really dovetails with when I started doing what I did. So I sent Elle recently a blast from the past, and I remember this. I don't expect you to because you were like -3 at the time, but my first Sundance was 2007, and it was right when I started to do interviews for MTV. So you couldn't have been any earlier with me, to be honest. And I remember vividly interviewing this, like, preternaturally gifted, strange alien.
Definitely alien, yeah. Oh, my God. So that was our first interview together ever.
That video is so amazing because it's literally the first time I'm meeting you, Melissa McCarthy, Ryan Reynolds.
Also, like, Melissa McCarthy, like, this interview, because I was there for the Nines, which is like this Sundance film. And what is so also crazy to me is like, why did they allow like me, like this little kid, to like be interviewed? They paired me and Melissa up, you know, like this mega star. And like, she's having to deal with this little kid who's like trying to grab the microphone and like talk. I was also
I have the photo. Let's look at the photo together.
Oh my God.
Just because.
I think I'm like trying to, I'm like, how old? I probably was like 7 or 8.
You would have been 8. I did the
math. Okay, cool.
I mean, come on. Yeah. How adorable. This is, for those listening, I apologize. But suffice it to say, amazing.
Oh my God. I'm going to be better today in this interview than I definitely was then.
That's a high bar, Elle. I don't know.
I also talked about how I did sign language, like, that was my answer.
I kept going back to it.
I was like, I learned early. I was like, this is my in. I'm going to say, like, I did sign language. I kept going back.
No, but that's actually, like, as you well know, that's kind of what they tell folks to do, is like, don't necessarily answer the question. Just say what you want to say.
Say what you want to say. True. True.
So, and you learned it early.
I wasn't media trained or anything. Like, I never went through the ropes of that. But obviously, like with Dakota, I'd learned from seeing her.
Right.
Like, do the interviews and stuff, but still, I don't know. I was a creature of my own existence, I think.
I think it's really unique because, and so, yeah. So anyway, I think it's so exciting because, like, we've literally known each other. I mean, not well, but in recent years.
We see each other, yeah. And you're just getting famous and famous. Your head's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Literally bigger, sadly. But 17 years to know a human being and, like, track them through their life and career is such, like, I mean, it's a real privilege. It's really cool.
Oh, man.
So, but when you look back at like interviews like that and the early roles, like, you must have this, like, I don't know, like, is your perception of those early films or interviews like through the video, like through the stuff you watch back, or your own memories? It must get a little muddy of like what you remember versus what you're seeing.
Yes. I mean, it is kind of nice because you have like a touchstone, because maybe I would probably have like blurred memories of that, but because I have interviews or photos, it does take me back to a time. I mean, I don't remember. I just remember fragments, I guess. But the funny thing about that Sundance trip, I was so excited to see the movie, right? Like, I kept saying that. It's very cringy watching it, I have to say. Like, I was so like, oh, no. But I got altitude sickness that night. And I didn't get to go. and I got so sick. And so that was like my one, that press day was like the thing I did. And then I was sick and I didn't get to experience that. So I remember that. And yeah, the movie experience, I remember Melissa, like I loved Melissa. And I felt very, also I can tell in that clip, I'm like, oh, I felt so comfortable to kind of be a little cheeky with her because we were really close on set. And and she still, I mean, that's also the really neat thing about being a child actor, because when people are very nice, which I've worked with a lot of nice people, they do stay in your life, or like, you know, it's not like I'm going to her house and hanging out with her, but at events, like she will try to seek me out, or, you know, and this happens with a lot of different people, but there is that connection there because they knew you when you were a kid. It's just a special thing.
There must also be like this phenomenon where like you worked with so many amazing filmmakers and actors so early on, whether it's like, you know, it's Fincher, Cate Blanchett, et cetera. It's like, you must now want to like, it would be such a different experience now for you.
I do feel that way. I do. I know. Cause I was, when I think about it, I mean, I've worked with some of the greatest directors of all time. Like I've been so, but you know, a lot when I was really small,
right?
Like, yeah, David Fincher, that was, I was seven when I did that. And I would love to, like, all right, let's come back around,
Alejandro
and Iñárritu.
Yeah.
I did Babel, but I was a kid. So,
yeah.
And you are absorbing. So I think, now I can feel that, oh, that was very important, that my impression and of film sets from an early age were basically the top of the top in that sense.
Yeah.
So I knew the vibe and of how to act and how to kind of morph yourself or be able to, you know, because each director calls for a different thing and they work very differently. And I was very malleable as a kid to judging their behavior, and that's helped me so much now.
Is that still exciting for you? Because there are certain, like, you know, actors that like to kind of like give themselves over to a director and kind of like, okay, I'm gonna be a collaborator, but I want to, like, I want the Fincher experience, I want the Sophia experience, and like that, they get off on that. And there are other actors that, like, they do their very particular way of thing, and they're less malleable. And I guess maybe there's a happy medium in between, because as you proceed in your career, you know the things that you like, that you know the things you respond to, you know the environments that work for you.
That's true. I think I'm learning. I don't know. I mean, because I'm also like in the like a producing area now, or exploring that a little bit. So there is part of me that does not want to give myself over entirely. Like, I give myself over entirely to the experience. I'm like, I'm on the ride. And, like, I do want the full, you know, I want the Sophia experience. And I know what that is going into it. And it's like, you would be robbed if you tried to, like, ostracize yourself from that.
Sure.
Like, so, but then at the same time, I think that I know there are things that I personally have to do, which is normally after work at night, like, in a random, you know, hotel room or wherever you're staying, that like I have to do for myself in order for it to work, that the director doesn't even really know about.
Yes.
And then I'm like, if I have that homework done in a way, then I can totally give myself over.
So can you pull back the curtain a little bit on what that
is?
I
know. And it's, what is people that? Ask me, I mean, it's all very much in my head. Like, it's very imagination based and very, I've never, you know, I know people do like dream stuff and things.
Right.
I've never done that, you know.
You're not doing like animal work in your room. No. You're not doing mask work. You're not doing.
No, I'm not.
Time for the hour long peyote trip where I.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Okay.
But there are things like it might spur you're like, oh, well, maybe they should move in a cat-like way. But like, I'm not practicing it. I don't know. But yeah, it's very imaginative. Like, I also think, I mean, it's so basic, but like knowing your lines
That's the starting point. Unless you have that. And then, especially what you're doing now with the great.
Yeah, God, that is like, you have to.
The volume, the specificity.
There are some days when you don't know them like well enough. God, you feel it. And you're like, oh. But I'm also like a procrastinator. So I'm hugely. I always was in school. Like, I wait till the last minute. But because I'm always thinking about it, but the doing of something, I'm like, I know that my body needs to
feel the stress of the
moment. Feel the stress.
Same way. I'm the same way with prep. Like I over prep, but like the actual real work, like won't happen until the last 48
and
hours.
I'm like that on. So yeah, it's like I memorize my lines basically the night before, unless there's like huge monologues. I'll be like, okay, I'll do it like 3 days before. but I also really feel like with a character, I mean, which is, you don't always get the luxury of this because sometimes it does happen where you do like the biggest scene first, but I do like to get my toes wet a little bit and like nothing is in place yet until you're on set doing the first scene. And like, you do have to warm up. Like you have to warm up a little bit. And like, I would love to do, you know, just a scene where I just walk down the hallway first. Like that would
never
be really
happens.
Nice.
Never happens
it either. Never happens. But, you know, well, yeah, it did for Neon Demon because we filmed chronologically. He filmed chronologically,
oh,
which Reppin is cool.
Does.
Yes.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, yeah. So you, that was interesting.
With some characters.
I have. I mean, I do. I know. I love him. I do love him.
I do too. I mean, and a great, by the way, a great interview. He's been on the podcast.
Oh,
oh man,
has
that guy's
he?
A madman.
Oh,
I mean, in the best possible
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. He's totally a character, which I think. It's funny because he's like a dad of two girls and he's very normal.
There was a doc about, was it the making of Neon Demon?
Yeah,
or one
Liv
of them?
Made it, his wife.
That was fascinating.
It wasn't of Neon Demon, it was of Drive, I think.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that was great.
This episode of Happy Sad Confused is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me ask you guys something and think about this for a second. How much time do you spend in a given week on yourself versus how much you spend on other people? And that's okay. Look, we all want to take care of those around us. I feel like that too. Close friends, close family, mother, sister, wife. I want to take care of all of them, but we have to find time for ourselves. If we don't take care of ourselves, if I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of anybody else. That's where something like BetterHelp comes into play because therapy can help. It's true. It helped me in the past. It has helped so many friends and family. And it's okay to ask for help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HSC today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HSC. I don't know if you guys are aware of what Masterclass is, but let me shine a light on something that I'm so thrilled is now a sponsor of Happy, Sad, Confused. I have long been a fan and user of Masterclass. With Masterclass, you can learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. And when I say the world's best minds, this is not hyperbole. How about this? Okay, you know I am a movie buff. How about learning from Martin Scorsese about filmmaking? From Aaron Sorkin about screenwriting? Helen Mirren, Sam Jackson? They have some things to say about acting. And you can learn from them anytime, at your own pace. It's all there for you. This resource is remarkable. I could not recommend Masterclass enough. There are over 180 classes on a range of subjects, everything, cooking, training your dog, building your brand, writing, anything, the arts, sports, any interest you can imagine, Masterclass is there for you. I highly recommend you check it out. Get unlimited access to every class, and as a Happy Sad Confused listener, you can get up to 35% off for Mother's Day. Go to masterclass.com/HSC now. That's masterclass.com/HSC to get up to 35% off for Mother's Day.
I'm curious, you mentioned the producing career. We're jumping all around, but you know my work. That's what I do.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm curious, like, again, having started so young, and look, this is a business that doesn't necessarily encourage young people, let alone young women, to have a voice.
Yeah.
Do you remember like a transitional point where you felt like, I feel like I am entitled and should have a voice on set? And it's okay for me to say how I feel that things should go.
I think that, I know, I feel like it happened with, I started to step into that role more with the first season of The Great. I mean, I did produce like a Netflix little like film, like All the Bright Places it was called. And that was like very like a book, and, you know, and it was, you know, I was producing on it, but I was still like learning. Sure. And I would get dailies and cuts and edits. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of, I have to learn to also adapt to that, to like watching yourself at night, yep. which I'm okay with because I'm like a ham. And I think it's from like child acting. I'm like, I think I can separate, but it doesn't bother me.
That's key. As you know, yeah. for many actors, that's the yes. definition of torture.
Yes. But I think, yeah, on The Great, I like started to also learn to like put my foot down about things. And, yeah. and it wasn't about writing or, it's just in general, I think also because directors, I mean, of course, they very much matter on TV, but the writer, Tony, is the yes. big boss in that sense. So there was also, and also us actors, we know more about our characters than the directors do coming in
1,000%. Yes.
on TV shows. Yeah. And that was a big adjustment for me because it like, so threw me for a loop.
Driven on film.
Yes. And, then, like, and also they're like kind of, I mean, they're coming in like kind of like revolving doors, like
no, I know. Yeah.
new people yeah. and like, I'm like, oh no, but I just got used to you and now I'm having to, so that was a real adjustment. But then I think that kind of being not upset, but like the adjustment being annoying for me, I learned, okay, no, you need to just take matters into your own hands and tell them like, right. no, the camera doesn't need to be there. Like, and also be like, you haven't gotten that shot. Why? And so I got really vocal.
Yeah.
through that experience. And I'm really like not afraid to show that side. And I feel very comfortable there now, I will say. And I don't know if there was like a, I mean, I have a story. I mean, if it's like women in the industry and how, you know, it's, you have to learn to assert yourself. And you also, there's like an ageism thing too.
No, again, yeah. That's a double
sure.
whammy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Cause I mean, I'm 25, which I also have to stop saying, I mean, it is young, but I think I also refer to myself, even in interviews still, I'm like, but me being young, I say that.
Well, there's, and,
I'm like, no, I'm actually not.
And there's the next layer with someone very specific for someone like you yeah. is like, you're stuck in a lot of people's mind's eye as, yes, you're yeah. obviously 25,
yes.
but you are kind of 12 forever in some way.
In some ways, yes. And I feel like I still refer to myself as saying, oh, I'm, you know, but I'm young. So I don't really know. And I think it's the politeness in me, too,
yes.
of also how I was raised, which, you know, Southern and respecting your elders and like which I firmly believe in. But then also knowing that I've been acting since I was 2. So I've been on a lot of film sets and I do know what I'm talking about.
No,
and
you have more experience than 90% of the people on right, that set, to be honest. Right. Like you've been on more film sets.
Right. I have to remind myself of that. And I think I've gotten more comfortable now, like checking myself a little right. bit. Be like, don't do that. You know.
All right. So let's talk. Yeah. So the yeah. reason, the fun reason we get to reunite today is, of course, yeah. the new season of The Great, which yes. is still, I mean, talk about the writing. The writing in this, the acting in this, it's just so delicious.
Thank you.
I watched the first couple episodes of the new season.
Oh, cool.
It's
good.
It's great to get back with these disgusting, horrible people.
I know.
And talk to me about, like, when you signed on for this. Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of trepidation there? Because there are a bunch of like things that were new about this. Mm-hmm. The comedy, the specificity of what you were doing. We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
The idea of being committed to something long term.
Yeah.
Were these all red flags or all exciting things to kind of reckon with?
It was also, I was 20, I think, when I got the script, which was a movie script.
Right.
So it was supposed to be a movie that I think Tony showed to Yorgos for him to get the favorite job.
Right.
He showed
so
the
Favorite hadn't even come out yet.
No, The Favorite hadn't come out yet. It was filmed.
Got it.
But when I got the script, it was a play in Australia that he put on, The Great. And then he wrote a movie for it. And he thought of me. Like, that was Tony. He came to me. So there was no, like, auditioning or, which was really a relief.
Get past that horrible.
Horrible, like, yes.
I know you're not a fan of that, right?
Not a fan. And so and TV also, that was when it was really like TV was like hot, you know, and like, I don't know, like, well, also like Emma Stone had done TV.
Right.
And like,
all bets were like, off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like yeah. Kate Winslet's doing TV. I mean, that was a little later, but it was just like, you know, it wasn't so, oh, you're doing TV. It wasn't like that. So it was really exciting. And I read the script, which was like, unbelievable, but I didn't have anything to compare it to tonally. But it was very, I could see it, like, how I could, that, well, that humor kind of is my humor.
Jump off the page and be, it's
yeah, I'm again. Spoiled. Like, now I'm like with scripts, I'm like, I can see the difference. Yeah. I can tell. But I guess the trepidation is always that you're going to lose out, to lose something, because it does take like 7 months to do.
Yeah.
You know, and the second season actually took 9 months. But I think, so that definitely, you know, was something that we all talked about, because they were just telling me, because they know how I get, because I'm like hungry. Like, they're like, you're going to hear about stuff, and like, are you going to be okay that you're not in that, you know? Mm. And of course I was like, okay, I'll think about it. But I knew there was, this was so special. Like, I couldn't dare let anyone else do this.
Yeah.
And also to form the relationship with Tony and knowing him was like, that's the most important as well, you know? And, the character of Catherine, even though in the first season, you know, and it was just a movie script, the pilot, like, it, I didn't know where it was going to go.
Right.
But I also could see, which I love, like, messing people's view of me up, because yeah. She comes in as this innocent, very romantic, like what people think of me as. And then I could see the potential to like turn it on its head.
Well, it subverts every expectation for something like yes. this, right? Like, you look at just like a still from it, you're like, okay, I know what this is.
Yeah.
And for anybody that's yeah. that's anywhere like hung up on like, oh, I'm, you know, the costume drama thing is a little stuffy. This yes. is like the most biting, funny, smart dialogue you're gonna find on TV.
I think so.
It must be delicious. And I also love, speaking of like actors that I've like come up, you know, along the ride with,
yeah.
Nick Holt.
Oh. I mean, he's my, we talk often. We're like, can we please be like the, you know, Hepburn Grant? Like, can we like do, like, can we just work together all the time?
His comedic timing, his dryness, the way yeah. it's perfect. So what have you had worked with him a little bit prior.
Yes.
So what, by now, having known him for a while, like on season three, is there anything new to know about Nick Holt or the way he works, or is all the mystery gone?
I feel like I know everything. we're very close. I feel like, I mean, yeah, I definitely know a lot by this point. But that has helped us. I mean, you know, because people also ask about, because people love the word chemistry, you right. know? They love that word. But it is true. Like, chemistry is a thing. And I do, like, we definitely have it in that, like, doing our scenes together, it's like we're reading each other's minds. And we're also so not afraid to tell each other, like, that was bad. Like,
yes, that's valuable. Yeah, so trust somebody and feel like you can yes. say it without hurting yes. someone's feelings.
We can see in the middle of takes, like, I'm like, oh, I can see it in his eyes, and he can see it in my eyes, and we know exactly. I am curious, like, what other people would say about if chemistry is needed, because I actually don't know if it. I don't, in my heart of hearts of like acting in the world, I don't think it's needed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a participant.
But then it does add something.
I've heard enough stories. It can only help.
Help, yes.
But it's not necessary.
I agree.
Right?
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
Do you guys talk? I mean, there's a lot of downtime. Like when he's up for Batman, are you like, you got to get this man?
We talk. So I know, because I know he's talked about these things.
Yeah. I was torn at the time. I was like, oh my God, Nick is Batman would be amazing. Then like Pattinson's another one I've known for 1,000 years. Like,
I know.
Amazing. But
I
like,
know. Well, I always gave it. I gave Nick a lot of, I was like, you just don't have the jaw for it.
Oh, rude. Kidding. Again, friends can say that.
Friends can say that.
Just a little more chiseled, it would have worked.
No, I'm like, I want Nick to get everything.
Of course.
I was very, I think the Mission Impossible thing, I was very sad about.
I know. And that was just a timing thing.
Yeah, right? that was a great timing thing. But then which was probably good, but it went to someone much older.
Yeah, it did.
So it wasn't like, you know,
at
that was nice.
Not, yes.
But he was training for that while filming season one,
right?
Maybe. But, you know, and he was eating all this like boiled chicken and like,
got all good next to TC.
Yeah, like waking up at like 3 a.m. and, you know, working with Tom. Like, you know, it was very exciting. And I know, you know, we talk about that. Like, we know how that stuff feels. It doesn't feel good.
Does it? Yeah, I was going to say, like, look, you know, the nature of this.
But also, he's on The Great, and he knows
he's doing great. I literally watched Renfield.
And now he's
going to
be in a Clint Eastwood movie.
I know.
My God, my mom is very excited about this because she loves like jury, like courtroom dramas.
Where did those go? I'm ready.
I know, I'm ready too. Yeah.
Me too.
So, yeah, I mean, you bring up a topic that, you know, comes part and parcel with any acting career, unless you're like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Rejection. And like, you know, you've had to deal with that your entire life.
I know.
And it never ends. I mean, not spoiler alert, it never ends, Elle.
No.
So have you gotten better at kind of navigating, like when you really love a part and you're excited about it and you think you're the one, and for a thousand different reasons, it just doesn't happen.
I know.
How do you let go? How do you move on?
That is the one thing that I have to work on.
Yeah. This is a project.
Yeah, this is a, and I knew you were, because I when I was coming on here, I was like, oh, I had enough time, because I was thinking about projects that, like, if there's anything that I, like, have lost that I really wanted.
Oh, because you know
wanted.
I'm the kind of guy that's going to bring that up.
Yeah. I know, because I watched, I'm a subscriber.
Well.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think,
Dune,
actually.
Dune Part 2.
Okay, well, yeah, Dune, I didn't even get to, I wasn't up for it at all.
Okay,
because
so that
of
feels
The Great.
Better. Okay.
But it, well, it, yes, it feels better because there was
no
rejection.
One rejected me. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which that's like nice, but it was a scheduling thing again. And hey, I might have not gotten it, right. But it was like, because I also seek things out. Like I call, I'm like, and
you're
I know things.
In.
They can't hide anything from me. Like my agents and stuff, they try to keep things secret or don't tell me about projects.
Yeah.
They know that I'll get.
Yeah, when a cool director's out there with a new project, you're like, hey.
But then I'm also so like, you know, I'm, you know, very, it's not from jealousy, but it, like, everyone, I think, deserves their own place.
Yeah.
But I think it's the experience that I get excited about, or because I also, I'm very few, like, I think about how the experience would be,
yes.
And I like paint the picture of what it would be in my mind way before. I mean, this is like, you know, way before I've even, once they say what the project is, I'm like, oh, and I'll be working with him and then we'll be doing this. And I'm that person. And so I just get sad about not being able to work with the director or like have that.
Is there an
connection.
Example you can think of like, almost like a collaboration or like meeting with someone that at least you had that experience. Like, I mean, I think of someone like Baz Luhrmann who like puts the actors through the paces and you almost like have this relationship over months of auditions.
Yes.
And
well,
at least you have
there was
that.
Two. There was two actually. So, Joe Wright and I were supposed to do The Little Mermaid.
Oh, and he was attached.
Yes,
to
he was before Sophia.
I forgot about that's right. Of course. Yes.
And it was like with working title and it was going to be the first. Obviously Little Mermaid's coming out, but it was going to be the, like, she turns into foam version, very dark, very musical or, the theatrical, like he does. And cause his family or his dad did the puppets and stuff. And so it was, you know, kind of in that vein. And I won that part. he made me sing my audition and I don't even know if it was a musical. Maybe, no, it probably was because she sings. That's a big thing. It was, but it wasn't a song, like the lines.
Yeah.
So I went in and I read the lines and did the scene. But then he said, you know, threw this at me in the room. Now I want you to sing all the lines when we read the scene. And I was okay. And so I did. And then he gave it to me in the room.
Oh, that's a moment.
Which was, but that was also very exciting because it was like, we're going to do it. And then, it didn't work out. Cause I think it was, the budget was going to be like astronomical because it was the first time they were going to film underwater.
Right.
Like, and he had this whole plan of how it was going to be. And, you know, they didn't even, what was it like Pirates? I think Cara Delevingne did like mermaid work.
Sounds
or no,
like
he that. Did Pan. Peter Pan.
He did the Pan. Yeah.
Then
the
he ended
Jackman
up using that technology on Pan with the mermaids,
yep.
But it was like a whole thing. And so that, but then it just fell apart. And so you're like, oh, well, that's done, you know?
Yeah.
But then you also feel like, well, Joe knows me now.
Yeah, you have that experience and it's a long career. You're just, you know.
Exactly. And Jim Mangold with Patty Hearst. Oh,
that one fell apart right at the last second,
yes,
didn't it? That was a rights thing or something.
It was also, you know, which I've actually talked to Jim since, which we're like, you know what?
Could come back around?
Well, it could come back around, but I don't think Jim feels like he should be the one to tell that woman's story.
Got it. Fair enough.
And we're like, yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah.
Even though at the time, you know, it was, well, it was also like Me Too had just happened.
Yep.
And so, not that Me Too destroyed the project, but it was just like everyone was learning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's not right. You know, but well, I was younger too. And so of course it stung because yeah. you want to work with him.
No, that's a juicy story and a hell of a
yeah.
filmmaker.
Yeah. So but there, again, I gave you some.
No, no, it's okay.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if I've learned anything, there's always a catch, right? So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless starting at just $15 a month, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them and actually using their service, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. They cut out the cost of retail stores and they pass the sweet savings directly to you. I know this from experience, guys. The service is super high quality, amazing, and the price can't be beat. So for anyone who hates their phone bill, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/HSC. That's mintmobile.com/HSC. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com.
Okay, how about this?
Yes.
Off of the Super 8 experience.
Yeah.
Did you ever have like a Star Wars meeting with JJ? Did that not come around?
You know, never. No.
Rude of JJ.
Wow. JJ. And JJ and I are very, I mean, we are very close.
Yeah.
But I always suspected, I mean, I'm trying to remember. I always suspected that he just knew, I don't think I was old enough.
Right.
She was old. She's older than me. And for that time, I was probably, you know, and I think people kind of viewed me still like young. I was 12 when I did Super 8. I was the youngest of the group.
I had forgotten that. That blew mm-hmm. me away when I did the math.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. And I think also, I don't know, blonde hair can, you know, I don't know, the sunny disposition. I think it, Daisy, it okay. works. I don't know if I... physicality, you know, I don't know.
Is there, like, you've done like big films and the Maleficent films is, you know, you kind of had your kind of franchise kind
yes,
of thing going.
Yes.
Is there like a pressure or a sense for any young actor now? Like, I yeah. do need to have that. I mean, you have that in I the know. Great that it goes and it may yeah. presumably it'll hopefully go for a couple more years if you even
yeah.
want it.
Yeah.
But like that you need kind of like that to be entrenched in Marvel or DC or Star Wars or you're not relevant.
I don't feel that way.
Well, that's good.
I don't. I do feel, I mean, it obviously, it does something for yeah. people, you know, but you also don't know if they're going to work sometimes, which is also scary.
And it's
I've
also,
never, yeah. I'm like, have I got, oh yeah, I did try out for, I'm like, should I say
you're in it now. The publicist well, is out the room. You're
I know,
alone with
I
Miel.
Know. What I yeah, what I don't like about this story, I'm not going to say what it was
okay.
because I
okay.
don't like it's yeah, because it yeah, but it's I didn't get a part once for something big.
Okay.
Because and hey, it might not have just been this reason, but this was the feedback that I heard was because I didn't have enough Instagram followers at the Ooh, time.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that was a little like okay, I mean, that I firmly don't believe in, like, for that, not getting
gross.
A part.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it was for one of, like, a bigger
yeah.
thing, like
yeah.
a franchisey thing. But, yeah, I mean, hey, I would never say, I would not say no to those things.
Yeah.
But I would have to, like, have a meeting and, like,
yeah.
I don't know, really talk and see what it is. And, but yeah, I've never like, you know, I didn't have to go through what Nick did where like, you know, like doing all that stuff. I think they
Get
make
the
them like try
the
suit
thing.
On.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. It's crazy.
yes. But yeah,
no,
I wouldn't say no, but I don't think you need it. But I do think you need a balance.
Yes.
Because if you want to do your indie work, especially in producing now, I realize, well, there are scripts that I want to take a chance on and produce
right.
and they're small, but then, you know, you have to know maybe it's about the experience and everything, you know, it is about the experience, but then, okay, you need something that has a, if you have the backing of knowing that you have that thing, It does make you breathe better. Yes, it does.
We mentioned the producing a couple times. You and Dakota have a production company
now.
Yeah,
we do, yeah.
Are your sensibilities totally in lockstep? Every human being has, like, who's more subversive, who's, like, more, are you always on the same page?
We are pretty much on the same page, I will say.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. But we can, like, convince each other.
Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty, like, diplomatic. We are a good team because I'm more cynical about things. I don't think people would. I'm a bit more of a snob.
Yeah.
And she kind of has to ground me a little bit. And then I'm like, oh, God, you're right.
Yes.
That is OK. Maybe, you know. Right. You know. Yeah.
So
I don't know. But we agree. We are good because with that. Yeah.
You guys are always asked. And I remember talking to Dakota, right? I think as the pandemic was just starting, because you guys were about to shoot.
Yes.
Finally, I know. We're getting the Fanning sisters together.
I know.
And it fell apart for
COVID.
For COVID.
Yes.
And it sounds like that's not the one potentially at this point. But do you have the project in mind now? Or is it sort of when it comes?
There is actually, The Nightingale.
Still might. Okay. Okay. Might come back around.
I think coming back around. So, and I think we both would want that to be the one.
Okay.
Honestly. We do, the script is so good. The book is so beloved. I'm hoping that does work. But there are also, you know what's so funny? Which it's like, you know when everything, you're filming, you know, like Teen Spirit, when I did that film, Vox Lux came out and Star is Born, it was all the, and you're like, but we didn't even know they were filming that. There's something in the air where all the creatives have the one idea at the same time. And I feel like now people are like a sister thing, like lots of sister things are coming to us. Okay, we can't just work together now in everything. now we're like, where were you?
And then you can face that problem.
Yes, but we also did think it kind of might be really fun to do different sister stories.
Yeah.
Always.
Do an anthology.
I know. But we have to do the first one first.
Right.
Yeah. But there are other things. Yeah. We have actually a really good idea for something, but we haven't told that. Yeah. Okay, Tony should do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Video game universe.
Yes.
Tell me about Death Stranding. I'm not a gamer, but I know people are obsessed with Hideo Nojima.
Yes.
So what is your participation? Is that mocap or what?
It is mocap.
How was the experience?
I worked with all the same people from Avatar, all those guys in, it wasn't the same studio, but it was one of them in LA.
Yeah.
I had never done it before. And I was, they had to really kind of walk me through. And I did it, you know, with Leia Sidhu, who's, she's in it. And Norman Reedus is the main guy. But also you're all there together. Yeah. And I think when I signed up for it, I wasn't sure what it would entail. I didn't know that it would be true acting and scenes and stuff.
Right.
I don't know.
You're going to be in a VO booth
Yes. Which there is a bit of that, but there was emotional scenes in it. And I'm like, and the Hideo's there and he's like, okay, now you cry. And you're like, oh my God. Okay, so I have to get in the mood, but in the whole suit. I mean, it is because I'm someone that
tactile needs the
a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah. It definitely helps. But you can, Maleficent. There was a lot of green screen and stuff. Sure. I remember. Oh my God, this is funny. There's a scene in Maleficent where she turns to dust, in my hands, my mom. You know,
right? As it happens
in the scene. And it's a very emotional. I was hysterically, crying. But Angelina was there on the day and we did the whole thing. And then Disney, some people came to me and said, okay, so we know you. And it was I was I knocked it out of the park. Yeah. But it was hysterical. For
did
this
you
scene.
See what Elle did today?
Yeah. It was when you get a clap,
Yeah, one slow of those. Clap after, yeah.
Yeah. And then Disney came and they were it was so wonderful, But, we wanted to add a line. And so we were – and Angelina was not there at the moment. And so they were so we want to – we need to do the whole scene again. And then – and I told them no.
You're I can't do better than what I just gave
you. I know. Well, it wasn't even I could. But I just felt like, I also felt like, but there's voiceover.
Yeah.
You can add it, you know, and yeah. They actually, we really talked about it and everything. And it wasn't like, oh no, it was just like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, like, you know, I don't.
Well, this is a good example of like someone that knows.
Yeah. And maybe, and it also took a lot of, I remember that day because it took a lot. I was like, I didn't want to say no, you know, you want to make them yeah. happy. And, but yeah, we came to like an agreement and we actually worked it out. But then I also realized, oh yeah, maybe I know like filmmaking. It's like, you don't have to. I was like kind of walking through. I was like, but I was here and there.
Yeah, totally. No, this is valuable for an actor.
Yeah.
So have you seen what you look like in the game? Like, is that a trip to see?
I have. Yes, I have seen. But I mean, you know, like the game is, you look like, you know,
yeah.
It's me, but he does, you know, you look cool.
Are you a gamer at all? Is this kind of totally fun?
I'm not a gamer, and he knows that. But I definitely will play. He sent me a PS3.
Hey, there's a perk.
I know. And like all my, like my gamer friends, like they're like freaking out. This is the best thing I've ever done in their eyes, right. You know, Instagram and comments. I'd never experienced.
No, it's that. Fervent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you have good taste. What are you watching? Are you watching movies, TV? What are you obsessed with lately?
I finished Beef.
Oh, Beef's great.
Yeah, right. Beef is. I was sold on the concept. Like someone told me what that concept was. I was like, that is genius idea. I love that. So I really enjoyed Beef. I'm watching Succession. I'm not up to date.
Okay.
Because of the Met. I didn't watch it on Sunday, on Monday. So yeah, I didn't. I haven't, but I do watch.
Filmmakers you're obsessed with lately. You talk about like chasing projects in a good way, like making it happen. Who are you dying to work with right now?
That's true. I want to work with PTA.
Come on.
I know. I was like, Licorice Pizza. I was like, I'll be back on it. I'll do anything.
You fit in that milieu. That was a lost opportunity.
No, I mean, but it made like, okay. No, but it made sense. But I was like, yeah, please. But again, like on it, like I'm like seeing, Ruben Östlund, I want to work with. I'm trying to get on that plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anyone like something like,
because he's doing an airplane. Yeah,
yeah.
I love that he tells you what it is.
I know. He's amazing.
I know.
When Dakota booked something like Quentin, when Once Upon a Time happens, that must be like,
I know that was,
do you visit set? Do you like, or no, that's not what cool.
I think I was filming The Great actually. So I couldn't.
Okay.
Also, there are some moments when we both respect each other's.
Yeah, let her have that experience.
Yes, experience. And yes. It's like, that's amazing. A you thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked about Somewhere, but I do want to mention, mm-hmm. Sophia is obviously such an important figure in your life. Is this like a kind of person that isn't just about the work? Like, do you keep in contact with Sophia?
I do. We do. Yeah, it was so special. I think I was 11 when I did Somewhere, and that was really, that was like really one of my first movies.
Yeah.
You know, I guess like of playing.
Well, just
a prominent,
yeah, exactly.
Prominent
yes.
role. And you
a
know,
lot's on you.
A lot. Yeah.
A spare script. It's putting a lot on you as a young performer.
Totally. Yeah. And just having Sophia in charge of that, and my first experience being with a woman and seeing her in charge in that way, and just how kind. I mean, she's the most gentle. But also, but we talk about this too, because sometimes she doesn't like it when people describe her that way.
Right, right, right.
She's like, yeah, but I'm, you know, she's tough too.
Yeah.
She knows what she wants. And she's not just, even because I think people, because her movies have a very feminine touch.
Right.
And so then they think, oh, well, she must be, you know, and I mean, she's the kindest person and works with her friends, that's her advice. She's like, if you ever do something, just hire your friends, you know,
But it's interesting because it's like,
but
all
she,
of her
you know,
films,
Somewhere's about a man.
Yes. Well, they also.
It's not that feminine. I mean, it has. There's a young girl in it and she understands her existence, but it's not, you know, overly.
I think what people confuse is like her films often have kind of like a dreamy, loose vibe that almost feels like you can mistake for haphazard, like it just happened by accident, when in fact, like she's creating a world in each one.
Oh, my. 100%. I mean, on The Beguiled, too. I was so floored. I think the cinematography in that movie is so outstanding. And it was all on film. There was not one light. I mean, maybe we had... Amazing. Everything was natural light, candle lit. You know, she we had a lot of screen tests about the look and the, right. It doesn't just happen.
No.
No. And it's really put together like a painting, you know, her, I think the best movies are, but, I think I know, I remember asking her one day, like it was on the Beguiled, but I was like, wait, so I was like wearing a purple dress or something. I'm like, I'm wearing purple. And then, but the set, like, it goes so well with the dress.
Like, like, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. I mean, I knew that, but then I was like, oh, yeah. Like, it struck me that, cool. that it was good all, job, like, director. Obviously planned. I don't know. It's like, yeah, of course. But right. there was just, I don't know. It all, there's something about that. But she, I mean, acting-wise, too, she really, you know, she's so like present with her actors yeah. and there's a lot of rehearsal and she believes in getting to know each other well and creating those dynamics and, or, you know, keeping people apart. Like if there is that. Yeah.
Our time is flying by. Let's,
oh, no, I know there's so much. I know.
Let's do the Happy, Sad, Confused, Profoundly Random questionnaire for you.
Okay.
Elle, do you collect anything? What do you collect?
I was a big collector when I was a kid. I collected Chevron cars. Do you know those little things?
Yeah.
So I would go to like all the gas stations like and try to get all. I have a bucket. Like I have them still. I collected Care Bears. I have every Care Bear.
Okay.
I collected chicken bones from like chickens, like wishbones.
Wow.
If I won the pull, I would keep them in my purse. We had to like throw it out because I was like. I was beginning to be like Brittany Murphy in Girl Interrupted, like smelling like chicken.
That's a scary discovery at airport security when they go through the bag.
Yes.
Like, human chicken? What is this?
And I used to do gum wrappers, which this is becoming like an intervention here.
Episode of Hoarders brought to you by Happy Sad Confused.
Yes. I get attached to items, but I don't. As of recently, I don't as much.
Okay. What's the wallpaper on your phone?
It is of my dog, late dog, who she passed away. She was our family dog, Llewellyn, who Llewellyn Pictures is named after.
There you go.
Yes.
Very sweet. Mm-hmm. Is there a movie you're embarrassed to admit you've never seen?
Oh, for sure. I'm trying to think. You know why? Also, because I've probably said in interviews, like, what's your favorite movies? And like when I was younger, like, this one, like, never seen.
Never trust an actor.
I have seen Godfather films, which I've never seen Goodfellas.
Oh, it's a good one.
I know.
Check it out.
I know, so that's a problem.
Marty's not going to be happy. I know,
yikes.
Cross that one off the list. No. What's the worst note a director has ever given you?
Oh. More attitude.
More of what you're doing. Just a little more.
More attitude, which I didn't know if that meant sassy or I'm like, what?
Can we be more specific? Yeah, exactly.
Yes. But I do like sometimes, I mean, the best notes are like faster, slower.
Right. Very specific.
Yeah, but very specific.
Practical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Let's name drop for a second. What's a celebrity that when you get a text from them, it blows your mind still to this day? What gets you excited?
I mean, I have a few. Peter Dinklage and I talk all the time. Mm-hmm. We are still best of friends from what we did. I think We're Alone Now Together.
Right.
We're
Reed
like,
Moreno, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And also Lowdown, another movie that we kissed in both of those movies.
What a distinction.
I know. Yeah. But yes, I mean, Peter kind of blows my mind. I mean, I have gotten texts from Angelina Jolie, which is earth shattering.
Do you have code names for people? Earth, like, do you keep it as the actual name?
I think she's AJ. I don't know. I'm scared. I don't know. I don't. Or I'm like very, you know, because it's just really fun to see it pop up.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie. No, so I can just spell it out and that's really fun. Yeah.
In the spirit of Happy, Sad, Confused, what's an actor that makes you happy? They pop up on screen. I'm in a good mood now.
A lot. One of the movies that makes me happy, which is so weird. It's not weird because it's an absolutely incredible movie, but people might not think this. I have to stop apologizing. Like, this is who I am. But All the President's Men.
Oh yeah.
That's a like a nice watch for me though. Like it's a, I'll put it on all the time. Like that, Robert Redford, Dustin Hoffman, like their dynamic.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just, it makes me very happy.
No, I get it. That's
like, and they are so good at phone calls in that, which is, I would say, the hardest thing to do.
Interesting.
In movie wise.
Just because, selling, I mean, it. And often you don't have the other actor on the with nor, you.
I know. There's something about, also you start to get in your head of like, I'm holding a phone. Right. And I'm, and it's like when you're on the phone, you're so not thinking about what you look like at all when you're on a phone call.
Right, right, right.
And there's one moment, I don't know, like Robert, he like flubs the line. He says something wrong. It's so, it makes me so happy. I don't know.
Is it a movie that makes you sad?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of movies make me sad. About Time made me really sad.
That is a good one. Richard Curtis.
Yeah, that made me really sad. When the little redheaded boy running on the beach together.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the twit. Like, I didn't know. So yeah. The first time I watched it, I was like, oh. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yes. With you on that one.
Yes.
And finally, a food that makes you confused.
Oh, food. I mean, pickles make me confused.
In any form. Doesn't matter. Just the.
I don't like pickled things.
Yeah.
I mean, pickled onions.
Okay.
I'll do. I just don't like. I'm like, you're a cucumber, but you're not. I don't like cucumbers either. Like, right. I just don't know. And people are obsessed with them.
I don't mind them on their own. I don't like it on a sandwich. That is that ruins the whole damn experience.
It also seems like. It can be in too many forms, like not forms, but it's just like, are you slimy today? Are you crunchy? Like, I will never eat you. I don't want you around.
Get out of my life.
Yeah.
All pickles.
Yes.
Everyone notice now, Elle.
Yeah.
This was a breakthrough session. Thank you for finally being on the podcast. Our schedules finally meshed. You're welcome anytime. Let's not make it another 25 years.
I know. God, seriously. No, we won't.
We won't. But
no,
But I look, this is exciting. This is first 17 years of our relationship done. And it's we're going to go on this journey together. I'm going to check in with you. And I love that. Congratulations. The Great is one of the smartest, coolest shows out there. People check it out on Hulu. And stay out of the way of pickles. I don't know.
When I was coming into this, I'm just like, you're the best interviewer ever. Because you always ask, I don't know, I feel everyone feels comfortable and you always ask like unique questions. Like, I love you.
Okay, we have to turn this off now. Too much. No, thanks truly for doing it.
Thank you.
And so ends another edition of Happy, Sad, Confused. Remember to review, rate, and subscribe to this show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm a big podcast person. I'm Daisy Ridley, and I definitely wasn't pressured to do this by Josh.